camera in the studio here so you can all watch Pinto with your little Bon Jovi moves there. My God, you're terrible. That's awful.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Terrible. I mean, wow, I thought I was bad.
They banned me from dance clubs around town because of those moves.
You think that's it, huh? Yeah, whatever. It is cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. It's 14 degrees currently right now in Fargo, Moorhead. Expected low of 6 degrees. It's even colder north of here in the Devil's Lake Basin and points northward, perhaps like Bathgate, North Dakota. And that means it is almost ice fishing season. So even though he is currently deer hunting, elk hunting, and wolf hunting somewhere in Montana, let's go to Jeff Katzer, our good friend from Woodland Resort at Devil's Lake, North Dakota, and find out what is shaking in the world of the outdoors. Hello, Jeffrey. Can you hear us all the way across two states and three Canadian provinces? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, come in. Over. Hey, Pinto, you and I got a party. Bon Jovi, I'm liking it. She's a little runaway. Woo-hoo!
Woo! Where are you, right? Are you on the side of a mountain somewhere right now, or what's going on?
I am smack dab middle of Montana. I actually pulled over on the side of Old Highway 2 here. We've got a mountain range to our right, blue sky. You know what? The weirdest stuff has happened to me this week. We should probably just stay on for the rest of the show. We've had like 40s and 50s, and then we got snow, and we're like, all right, the elk are going to start moving. This is going to be great. And then it all melted, went to 40s and 50s, but get this, 60 to 70 mile an hour winds.
Woo!
We couldn't even hold our binoculars to watch the elk. They were shaking so much. I've never been in wind, and everybody here is like, oh yeah, this is nothing.
This is a usual week in Montana. No big deal.
Holy man. Yeah, our first day we started elk hunting, and we're sitting there, and we started, glassing. I'm like, well, hey, Ken, there's a couple right there. There's a, a cow, which is a female, and then a 5x5 bull. We're thinking right around. It could have been 4x5. So we did a little stalk on them, and here it is. Number one thing not to do when you go elk hunting in a new area, don't be greedy. For 1 hour, we sat and watched the cow look at us. She didn't move. 167 yards away. So you ask yourself, how did cats do? I'm eating peg soup because I didn't get an elk because I was being, well, hey, I want to shoot a bull. You know what? You can't eat the horns, can you?
No, you can't. So you're going to leave Montana without an elk? You're done?
I this morning, we were hunting, and I've got my buddy Ken Schenkenberger from Berlin, Wisconsin, sitting right next to me. We've hunted everywhere. We've all shot elk, me and him. We're in an area. We're walking along a draw with the other two guys with us that are showing the area, and also all the willows just started shaking down below. I'm like, hey, Ken, right there. So we put a round in our gun, and we're ready. Out. Oh, God, I got to start drinking. Out pops the largest bull elk I have ever seen alive while hunting in my entire life. If anybody out there understands the scoring system, a 400-class bull is like something you're never going to see. This is a 360 all day. The back of his rack, if he would tip his head back, he could scratch his butt. and I'm not even exaggerating. I refused. Ken is sitting right next to me. Listen to this. It got up, and we couldn't shoot it because we were out of our management unit by like a mile. We were
looking for
some deer, and, you can't screw around.
Yeah.
And, he's like, oh, my God, look at it go. I turned my back to it until it was gone. I just couldn't look at it because it just made me sick to my stomach. And then another thing not to do when you're mule deer hunting, don't be picky. If you see a nice deer, shoot it. Not Katzer. He decided to let everything pass because there'd be a bigger one over the next rise.
So you didn't shoot your deer either?
No. I'm coming back with tag soup big time, baby.
Jeez.
But it was fun. Oh, I will tell you, it really was fun.
Well, I saw a picture beautiful. You posted on Facebook, and it was gorgeous.
That is right where we hunted, too, that picture on there.
Yeah.
That mountain is called Sawtooth Mountain, and we were hunting just in those pines and above that and the Quakies, and, oh, man, it was way cool, just way cool. And I'm coming back now that I know things. It's hard to go into a new area where you don't know anything. It's like fishing on Devil's Lake. If you come there, stop by the resort. We'll help you guys out.
Nice segue. Way to go. Okay.
How was that? That's pretty good.
You're getting to be a pro at this. Okay, let me ask you this. We're getting cold weather. Some of the smaller lakes in the basin and northwards and even out by Otter Tail County, Minnesota, we're getting reports that some of the smaller bodies are freezing up, Jeff. It's getting to be that time of the year. It's going to be ice fishing season. Putting aside the safety, you know, everybody needs to be safe. It's early on. Don't kill yourself. What should be happening early on, though, in terms of the fish, Jeff? Where should people be looking to catch perch and walleyes and everything else at first ice?
Well, obviously shallow, and then work early morning and late in late in the afternoon is going to be your best. I mean, our perch season last year at the beginning of the season was outstanding. But remember, I just called Andrew back at the resort, and we do not have ice on the main lake. Some of the bays like Wolford's has got a little bit of ice on it. Irvin is froze almost 100%. There actually are some birds keeping it open in the middle. And other lakes around the area do have about a half inch to an inch on them. I wouldn't advise anybody going out yet. Let's just wait. It's still November. It's not even Turkey Day yet. It is exciting. We're going to get 31 below zero in Devil's Lake wind chill tonight. Oh, my God. I'm not ready for this.
No.
No, it's just I'm not ready for this. But yeah, let's just wait. You know, I mean, Matagoshi and all that stuff. I know, like, Dave Gens has been up on there, and he's been catching bluegills, but I did not catch how many inches of ice are on there. And if you do decide you're going to travel, you got to do a couple of things. Tell people where you're going, either, you know, by a note or cell phone or whatever, and go with somebody else and don't walk together on the ice. I mean, you guys all heard what happened to me. If you didn't, I fell through on a slough saving my dog, and it was very bad for almost both of us. You know, carry like a throwable life preserver with at least 50 to 100 foot of like a nylon rope that you can, if something would happen, you could throw to somebody and hoist them up on the ice. And then those ice picks that go around your neck, I'll tell you what, I kind of thought that was a joke of a thing, but it really does, it works. I think it would have helped me out a little bit more, and I didn't have them because I didn't expect to do that.
Sure.
But, you know, definitely tell people, go prepared, and don't push it. Every once in a while, drill a hole. You know, even if you're walking 20, 30 feet, hey, I'm only going to be in 8 foot of water. That's still over your head. You know, 6 feet of water, that's still going to get you in massive trouble. I was in water that was just over my chest, and this is in the beginning of November, and I couldn't even walk. So it pretty much put a little scare into me, but just take your time and don't rush the season. It looks like we're going to have one heck of a great season with as cold as it is now. I mean, we're probably, if I were to go on a limb, what is it, the 22nd today?
Yep.
I say by the first, we're froze over on the big lake, if not the fifth, which is earlier than we were last year.
Yep. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort, Devil's Lake, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show. We've transitioned to talking about ice fishing. Jeff is on his way back from a deer hunting, elk hunting adventure in Montana. As he said, he's going to be eating tag soup here for the next couple of weeks because he didn't shoot anything, but that's okay. He had fun. Jeff, set up the ice season for us because this is setting up to be a great ice fishing season. And this is no bull. You know, I mean, perch can be finicky. You're not guaranteed to catch anything, but it's really setting up to be a big year for the big jumbo perch on Devil's Lake this year.
Well, it is. And I don't know, you know, if everybody caught our segments we've been just talking about when the biologists did their creel surveys, they're looking for perch of 12 inches or larger in those creels. And, I don't remember what the numbers were. I apologize. I guess I could have called before I went on the air. But let's just use some numbers. Let's just say they're looking for 30 to 40 fish of the 12-inch variety or bigger. They were finding like 400 fish of 12 inches or bigger. So it's definitely gotten a lot better. I mean, I think what's happened is the fish have now caught up to the lake growing, where we had all those beautiful fish, and then the lake just blew up. And then they went everywhere like, hey, look at all this food. This is cool. But now I think they've gotten together, you know, and, you know, the spawning has been great on all species, even the pike. And, you know, the forage is great. I mean, you drill a hole, you bring it up, and there's sea monkeys, which is the freshwater shrimp, I call it, sea monkeys, are all over the ice. So that's what they're eating. You know, the weeds are nice and green. Everything is pretty much settled out now that we aren't growing like we are. And I think that's going to be one heck of a great result on our fishing this year. I think, boy, it all is pointing to December 15th is when we're going to kick off, maybe the 12th, but that's when we're going to kick off, and I'm planning to be full, all 30 heated ice houses with a couple more coming on every single weekend. So if anybody's got a bug and they want to get going, even if you go out on your own, check in with us too. We'll be happy to point you, plow a road for you, do what we can to get you out there. you know, we want everybody that comes up from Fargo and everybody that's listening to us right now to have a good time. So you come back and say, hey, those guys at Woodland Resort were pretty cool. So we're not going to give you any bad information. We're going to give you safe information and make sure you have a great time. Even if the fish are finicky, and we all know that they can be from time to time, it's all about having fun.
Cool. All right, Jeffrey, travel safe back home, and we will talk to you very soon. Maybe even tomorrow morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors, okay?
You should talk to me then.
I should. See you then, man.
All right, bye.
You bet. Jeff Katzer, Woodland Resort on Devil's Lake. It is going to be, I am excited. I